My little brain is went on vacation for a little bit.
Vacation.
But it did involve money.
It did involve money.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Oh, Jesus. I think God just keeps me around just for fun, you know? Just He lets me go out and minister just for entertainment sometimes.
I'm certain He lets me see it so yeah. I can be entertained.
My whole team are entertained quite often with what I do, and I'm not even doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Right. It just happens naturally. But anyway, so this is what his brothers did. They stripped him of his coat, cast him in the pit. They sold him, and he got picked up by he ended up in Potiphar's house. He was the captain of the guard, an officer of Pharaoh. So sometimes on the way to our dream being fulfilled, you get stripped, you get sold, and you get in. Sometimes slavery happens, you know, and you're a place you don't want to be. However, Joseph was not a slave in his heart. He may have been physically trapped there, but that wasn't who he was in his spirit. This young man still had a dream. Then in Genesis 39:2 says the Lord was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man. He prospered in Potiphar's house. So pit to Potiphar, and he's still prospering. See, there's the thing. It didn't mean just money. He was prospering in his mind. Mm-hmm. He was prospering in his spirit. He was prospering in his heart, in his dream. He was honing his skills to lead. Think about that. Because he was going to be second in command of all Egypt and save many people alive, is what the scripture says, because of the famine. So he was learning where he was to make good out of a bad situation. In fact, I want you to get this. Your pit and your Potiphar's house where you're serving at could be the very training mm-hmm. that you need so that you could completely fulfill your purpose and your destiny and save many people alive.
Well, it teaches us who we are. It teaches us who in whom we believe and in whom we trust and in whom we put our hope in. So if we're in those pits and we are allowing the Holy Spirit to give us rest and just seeking the Lord, then we know that when something happens, when we are fulfilling our purposes, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and nothing will shake us.
Yep. But here's what some people do, Dawn, whenever they're in that pit or in that they're serving or working somewhere they don't want to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're in Potiphar's house. Mm-hmm. They stop. They give up. They lose the dream. They get mad.
They get crushed.
They mm-hmm. get crushed, they get mad, and they believe the lie that the devil's selling. This can't be God. Well, I'm not saying God did it, but God allowed it for his glory. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is dig in. Get the character and the nature of God when you're in that pit. See, some people just get mad, and they just get mad at God, other people. They're jealous, they're envious, they're in competition. They throw up their hands, they give up. This is never going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Whenever, and then you delay your time in that pit. You delay your time at Potiphar's house working, serving somewhere you don't want to be.
I don't want to stay in a pit.
No, me neither. When really God is giving you the very skills, experience, traits, character, divine connections. Mm-hmm. Come on, think about it. All those things were happening and building in Joseph, who was a young man, he was taken completely away from his entire family. Can you imagine? I don't know if you're a young kid, young man, very young man, and you get stolen. Your brothers, they're first going to kill you. And one of them stands up for you and says, no, let's just put him in the pit and then we'll sell him. So, I mean, you know, that's a great, I thought that my family was dysfunctional. You know, here they are. They mm-hmm. send him off with a traveling caravan going to Egypt. They sell him off. He ends up in an Egyptian culture that he knows nothing about. And everything is turned completely upside down in this young man's. Put yourself in this young man's shoes.
He did nothing to deserve it.
He did nothing to deserve it. Here he is. All he did was tell his dream. That's what he did, is he told his dream. But the enemy came in to destroy. But this young man, he didn't just get mad. Well, I'm not going to serve. Listen, if he hadn't done what he needed to do in Potiphar's house, he wouldn't end up in Pharaoh's court. If he would have given up and stopped and he would have got a bad attitude and depressed and angry, he would not have entered into Pharaoh's court. But praise God for young men, young people, older people like me that will say yes and embrace where you are. Embrace the Spirit of God in whatever situation you are in. Come on, that's good. Embrace the Spirit of the Lord and what He's doing in your life. Get your eyes off what the devil's doing. What is God doing in the midst of what you're walking through? And allow Him to build that character and that nature. And allow the Holy Spirit to change what needs to be changed so you can get to where that dream is filled. So you can ride that tidal wave. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still in training every day until God takes me home. But I'm in it. We're in it. And so Joseph, he sold off. But he was a prosperous man because he cooperated with the Spirit of God. You know, the scripture, I believe in Acts, talks about kicking against the pricks. In other words, what God is doing in your life. Don't oppose yourself. I mean, I can tell you there's a lot of times I've opposed myself. I've been my own worst enemy.
We're rebuking the enemy when it's really God teaching us something, helping us through something.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's His purpose, not our will.
And that devil just won't buke, you know.
I had a friend that said the devil could be dead 10 years. We'd still be rebuking him. And
he would be what now?
We'd still be blaming him for stuff and rebuking him.
That is so true, Harley. That is so true. When we're, you know,
we're giving him credit.
Right? Yeah, giving him credit is what you're doing.
Yeah. Whenever God always has a plan, He's never twiddling His thumbs. He's never wringing His hands saying, He doesn't ever say, oh my God, I don't know what to do. He never says that because He is God. You know, He is God. Now, the master saw that Joseph, that the Lord was with him.